Om Shanti, and a warm, warm welcome to Mohini Didi. It's so lovely to have you with us. Many of Baba's children have come after a three-year period, so it's nice to see everyone coming together from different corners of the world. And I think for many of us, you held us all together through Avyakti Parivar for the last 3 years, and I think many are looking forward to being with you this evening in person. So there will be translation in Hindi. So those who need Hindi translation can come and sit in the middle where there are some headphones.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. If Dadi Janki was there, how loud she would have said. Om Shanti. It's better. First of all, I must say that we are very, very thankful to Baba Drama that we could be here together, right? Because in different countries, different situations, but also personally, everyone had to make special effort, right? Whether to take out money for the ticket. Could be responsibilities or health issues, whatever. When I start my journey, I always say to Baba, it's up to you, you have to take me if I have to reach. Because quite a long journey from New York to here. We go to Delhi, then Udaipur. And you all must have heard in Delhi, the President of India was visiting ORC, so they kept saying, you have to stay. So I had to change all the bookings and then was in Delhi. It was a good program. I remember that when Dadi Prakash Muri, she used to visit New York at least alternate year, if not every year. But Dadi Janki said she had never missed, that means she came every year to New York. So, you all know that this, so I asked Dadi Prakash Muri, you are such a good administrator. If today people say to elect you as president, will you accept? She said, no way. So I said, why? Because I can't be ruler in Kali Yuga. I am ruler for Golden Age. Not knowing that one day the president will be a Brahma Kumari. You know that. She wakes up 3 in the morning, does meditation until 4, then reads Murli, then she goes for long walk. And she keeps saying in front of staff and everyone, when she arrived, this is Baba's home, this is my home. And she gave full gyan. There was an official topic, like on women. It was a women convention. And after 10 minutes, the lecture, the copies were distributed. And she said, and then she started about 5 vices. Yeah, this is like, world is like a swamp. Don't get into that. Value-based life. You know, it was all gyan. 40 minutes, right? She was supposed to talk for 10 minutes. that she talked officially and then was all gyan. One of the important thing is, wherever she goes, her sister-in-law, who is also BK, she cooks the food, and she only eat the food cooked by Baba's children. Can you imagine? Wherever she goes, and she feels safe, so she never eats outside anything. But then, you know, she has a lot of privileges. One is that there is a special chef who has to serve. No one can serve her because of security reason, whatever. And she said, oh, I want to come more often to Baba's home everywhere. But my feet are into the chains, I have been tied. Because she has very... no one can meet one-to-one. There is always somebody from security is there. But overall it was a very beautiful program. One very beautiful thing we all have, that we have, we are big, unlimited family. Family with very, very lovely spiritual bond without attachment. Generally, it's not a common thing. In Laukik world, wherever there is togetherness, there is always some kind of bondage, some kind of attachment. And every morning, reading same only everywhere worldwide, and just having one Baba, same teacher, same Sadguru, is something really, really beautiful. And just we all have common aim. Anywhere in the world you ask Baba's child, what effort are you making? What two words they will say? What efforts you all are making? Who can tell? One common word, no, two. Bab Saman. What are you, what efforts you making? I am becoming like Baba. And what I find with all these awake signals, the practices, even I think that we could do more, but even we do a little bit, we find some change, some kind of subtle transformation and more cultivation based on practices. And feel that it's now easier for us. To feel that yes, we could become Bab Saman. And we are becoming like Bab Saman. Because, you know, there is within the soul, in each one of us, we have all qualities in our eternal and original form, all qualities of Baba. All qualities and powers of Baba. Only the degrees had reached to what compares to new moon, that means very slim line. And we came to Baba. We, you know, I For me, when first day, one of the sister taught me, I always felt that purity, divinity, peace, love are in each one of us. Only what we were looking for is source, which could become our strength so that we can become 16 degrees. Because Baba says that the light of the soul never extinguish, is eternal. Only like Baba gives example of the moon, only what happens that it reaches to very low degrees or no degrees in a way. From 16 to no color, no degrees. So now each one of us, you can clearly look into, yes, I have lot of love, but maybe with few souls there are difficulties, some conflict of sanskars, karmic account. How many? 1%, 2%? Yeah? Not more? Or 10%? I'm giving you time to look at your chart. What you will say. Even if you say 80-20, 90-10, right? Do you all agree with me? I'm not seeing any sign of yes or yes? No, agree with me? Yeah? So every day, every virtue, the percentage is increasing. Our faith, our love, our peace, patience, trust, any quality you look at, the percentage is increasing. So that means we are becoming Bab Sabha. Now one is that awareness. And other is when it comes to practical and actions. So it's thoughts, words and actions. Yes, we say, I have good wishes for everyone, right? We have very pure feelings for everyone. But one important stage which Baba wants us, it should be consistent. Ekras. So when that steady and consistent stage is there, no gap. And that also because our intellect gets caught up into actions. Brahma Baba was a karma yogi. Solitude he loved. Concentration was very good for him. Was natural, but still he was all the time, until the last day, he maintained his routine of the day. Went around the kitchen, heard children, wrote letters. Even just few hours before he became angelic object, he had to give final okay for the property of the museum. whether we should buy it or not. And Baba said, yes, go ahead and buy. There were one or two other directions he had to give, and Baba gave. Because it's our yagya. It's no one's yagya, Baba, and our family's yagya. I don't know if you have heard that lot of families in path of bhakti, they get yagya created physically for 3 days, 5 days. But this yagya is how many years? 87 years. And most important thing is, it's being sustained, yagya. And parts everywhere, their numbers are growing. Yagya here, yagya there. Collectively, if we look at the very large number of yagya. So we cannot say, but yagya is our yagya, right? It's my yagya. Yeah? Is it our yagya? Or we say yagya is like this, yagya is like that, but it's our yagya. Because it's the flame which Shiva Baba has ignited. Or it's a fire in which each one of us sacrifice. There's difference between renunciation and sacrifice. We start with renunciation, and that's of vices. And sacrifice is when we are serving. There are certain opportunities or moments where it requires sacrifice. Whether it is sacrifice first, of course, through, it could be body, it could be wealth, it could be anything. And that sacrifice is, in a way, where you are creating higher fortune, bigger fortune. Even for sometimes like service. Right? And especially if you want to be consistent in doing service. Mm-hmm. Brahma Baba spoke Murli for how many years? 39. Every morning. He started at the age of 60, which is the age most of the people think, I have to retire now. Getting old, right? And here is the one who began journey and took responsibility of unlimited family and the yagya. Consistent. Even his body was not too well. He was in Bombay in hospital. Oh, my children must be waiting. So he started dictating Murli. And it was written and sent. So we never heard one single day. If Baba would not have spoken Murli every morning, we would not have heard Murli every morning. Right? After once in a week, twice a week, three times a week, 7 days a week, Monday to Sunday to Baba speaks Murli. I remember sitting in front of Baba, listening to Murli. Many mornings Baba used to have cough, and he will say, "Cough is my friend." But then still he spoke, and he doesn't like, "Okay, today Murli will be shorter, 20 minutes. He spoke whatever time, 6 to 7, 45 minutes. Now, when one has to do that, that is where, of course, our stage and the fortune both are upgraded. But it does require always some extra determination, sacrifice. And for us, it becomes courage to look at Baba and inspiration. If our, you know, we used to say, if our old Baba can do, why we cannot do? We are still young. One time, one sister was walking little bit with difficulty. So Dari Janki said, "Why are you walking like that? What is your age?" She said, "Just, oh Dadi, I'm 74. Only 74. And one thing which I really admired with Dari Janki was, one thing she just liked was that our face should look very, very well and healthy. So one day somebody was saying, you know, Dadi said, "What's happening to you?" "Dadi, I have lot of pain." "Where is pain?" "In the knees." She said, "But not in the face, right?" "Why, it comes up to face." And then one time, we were in some other country doing call of time. And little things always happen, right? Nobody intends like that, but I always call it our test of use of power and love. So there were a group of 6-8 sitting, very intelligent Brahmins in the sense of good Brahmins. And they were having breakfast, and Dadi and myself, we were, Dadi likes to go around in dining room. Dadi, come, sit with us, and we want to tell you something, and you tell us what is right, is what we thinking is right, or what should be done." Dadi said, "Okay, I come back in 10 minutes, and why your feelings are coming on your faces? So sort out, have your good face, I come back." So she went around 10 minutes. She came and sat there and she said, "Now tell me." And by that time, because they had to sort out feelings and who is wrong, shouldn't have happened, why this happened. So they were all kinds of. So how that helps, you know, to save that energy. Because when we are detached observer, actually we like to play in drama more than we want to see drama. We don't want to observe drama. Because we already project, this should happen or this shouldn't happen. And sometimes it should be that if you want to play your part accurately, you have to be a detached observer. Otherwise, we start reacting, we start responding, we don't know what are we doing. There could be a better way, yes, if I am detached observer. A situation is like a story. And if you hear a story from five people, they all will have their own version. And you have to make a short story. Let's come to conclusion. Let's see what is next. But you cannot get stuck, right? So as much faith we have in Baba, that much faith we need to have drama. Because there is some benefit. Whether it is crisis, whether it is change, whatever it is, some good has to happen. If whatever situations arise, wouldn't arise, then change can never happen. So that means we are allowing a lot of things to keep going on, which are not appropriate. So drama is powerful. In some way or other it comes, some form of circumstances. So how to, now is the time. If you have to glorify Baba, and if it's through us as instruments, right? That's what Baba said. No, your stage of perfection will reveal Baba. As soon as I talk, Brahma Baba, I just, you know, the way Baba was, different scenes of drama in Yajna, different souls playing different parts in Yajna. And he was observing. He had to be what he is, not what others are, what they're doing. Because if he also becomes like them, Baba's children, Baba be leaving. Baba said, when you leaving? Baba starts saying, okay, you have, because Baba knew they will leave anyway. He didn't show any sign of sorrow or sometimes anger or frustration or irritation. But he said goodbye in such a way that even they left, but through mind they didn't leave. And wherever they went, they still remained in connection with Baba. Because they didn't have problem with Baba, but with their own sanskars. Even some blame others, that's their nature. Instead of taking responsibility for one's own sanskars and behavior. We find at one place, at the center, there is abundance and bhavana, and they start helping other centers, yajna, unlimited. And some find they do not have enough. So is it the conditions? I think no, it's me. If I have bhavana, if I am good effort maker, if I take care of Baba's home, that is one of the important things for us is, I always, you know, when we do call of time, we say there are three things, self, relationships and the task. So in Laukik world, first thing is task. Then relationship. But for the self, there is no time. But each one of us has to look. For us, like task, 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 task. You don't care what you're saying, what you're doing, how your stage is affecting others. Dadi Janaki always used to say, if relationships are good, service and the task will definitely happen. Because when there is happiness in the atmosphere, everyone has a lot of energy. But when there is conflict, differences, arguments, it's heavy. So people are tired and then they don't see their spiritual progress. So they don't want to cooperate. So for us, first is self, then is relationship, and third is task. And for that, we look at Brahma Bhava, his relationship. He also had to say everything, right words, right time, in a right way. Right words first, then the way you say, there should be a good quality of humility, of sweetness. And third, also at the right time. Otherwise, people's trust and enthusiasm keep fluctuating. And when soul doesn't have power, how will they continue anything they have to do? So the responsibility, if we want cooperation, is to increase their level of energy, enthusiasm by our love towards them. Whenever we met Baba personally, never said anything. Baba will say in the morning. So, looking at Baba and also watching drama. And we learn lessons from there. But drama is a very, very good teacher, right? Sometimes Dadi Janaki said, Baba and Ma, drama. Drama is mother. And drama teaches us a lot too. So feeling this whole thing of not ego but pure pride. Of this big, big, unlimited family. Wherever we are. Only one requirement we all feel, which we fulfill, is to sustain ourselves. And based on that sustenance, we share with others. I remember once, many years ago, I was in Mauritius and there was about 500 university students and there was talk on values. So very simply I was talking about values. So the principal of the school said, even what you say is very simple, but we cannot say. We know, but we cannot say. Because as soon as we say, we will be challenged because we won't do. We don't do. And you all are able to share because you all do. And that's what Baba says, inculcate and then give knowledge. And it's true. So no one talks of values. And even if they say, they can't emphasize. But Baba's children talk about peace, about love, about harmony, about respect, and all these beautiful values. So our hearts are always like full of gratitude what Baba has taught us and what have we become and what we are becoming again. So are you always happy? Yes? Show me hands. All the time happy. Wow. Majority. Not majority, 100%. You know Baba is watching. So what will Baba say? Congratulations, right? In the various situations. Within few years, as you have income, so many things happen, right? Dadi Gulzar says, whatever happens, you should never lose happiness. This happened because of that, I am not happy. This happened because of that. She said, until last moment, when the soul is becoming perfect, there will be some last test. And it will be same where you fail all the time. Whatever weakness is there, it can in the end just come up. Then you can't pass with honor. And Baba had been saying first degree, first division, first division, first number. It's all right, I will make more layers of garland. Not only 108, then another 108, another. But you just become that. That's Baba's wish for all of us. Right, so. Yes, we are on journey and we're doing well. Yeah. At least that's Baba's glorification, no? In Turkey, what is happening, what happened. In India, so many things happened. But what Brahma Kumar Kumaris are doing? Distributing food and Raj Yoga meditation and giving. Even in Turkey, no? And they recently showed they are all okay and they are still, whatever little they have, they are serving. So what we will be doing until last moment? To be bestower, right? Data. Through vibrations, through words, or in whatever way, any resource. Okay. Many of you must have met after a few years, right? So we all are happy to be together. We are happy to be in the gathering. Everyone feels belonging. Everyone feel being loved. Yes? Yes? Everyone? No one has any complaint? Wow. That's beautiful. Very good. You all like awake signals from Madhubal? Yeah? You all practice? Yes? No? Yes, everyone? Yeah, that's very, very good. So they all the signals are from awake Murlis. Okay, let's remember Baba and then.
वादे भी पूरे करे परमानु वो सारे, मिट के भी पूरे करे परमानु वो सारे।
तुमने किए पूरे अरमान हमारे, हम भी करें पूरे अरमान तुम्हारे।